Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I'm the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian pageant ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I'd like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Inspiring Woman, Miranda Helmick. Today, Miranda will continue to discuss about bullying, and today she will discuss about bullying and body image. Hi, Miranda. How are you today?
Good, Roberta. How are you?
I'm well. I'm looking forward to talking about our bullying episodes. Like we've been, they've been really great. So today we're going to discuss body image. So where would you like to start?
Well, as you said, during my last couple blog talk radios, I've talked about bullying and cyberbullying, and I wanted to talk about something that, you know, I'm sure a lot of us have gone through, and it's sad because it's something we have absolutely no control over, something that our peers, family, and society has a huge impact on, and that is body image. Our bodies are our temples. It's the place where we should feel most comfortable, but oftentimes we don't. We tend to compare our bodies to others. While we do that, we also tend to judge others' bodies. You see campaigns all around us about being skinny, being fit, being curvy, but what about being you? I think we focus so much on our appearance, we forget about really getting to know a person before judging them. You know, I think especially since summer's coming up, we hear a lot of people talking about getting their summer bodies, and there's ads about it everywhere, about fitting into your dream bikini. But I say, who cares? Wear that bikini, wear that dress. We're all beautiful. There are no body standards. It's just something that society has made up. You know, God has no body standards. I think we're all beautiful. And I think the worst part is when somebody is bullied because of their appearance or their body. Like I said, it's something that we have little to no control over. There is actually a study done of 600 people in the UK during anti-bullying week. And they found that at least 90% admitted to being bullied at some point in their lives. And more than 75% of people suffering from an eating disorder admitted that bullying is a significant cause of their disorder. And those numbers are rapidly increasing. And I'd hate to say it's not just people who are referred to as overweight that this happens to. It happens to people who are also called a twig and sick or anorexic. And most of the time, these people have no type of problem that makes them that thin. I think to reverse this trend in bullying and body image, we need to recognize the signs of an eating disorder and bullying. So I looked some of that up for us. According to StopBullying.com, some signs of bullying include unexplainable injuries, lost or destroyed clothing and items, frequent headaches and stomach aches or shaking illness, changes in eating habits like skipping meals or binge eating. They said some kids may come home from school hungry because they didn't eat lunch. Difficulty sleeping or frequent nightmares, declining grades or not wanting to go to school, sudden loss of friends or avoidance of social situations, decreased self-esteem and self-destructive behaviors, like running away from home, harming themselves, or talking about suicide. Now, I know that you dealt with a lot of bullying, Roberta. What do you have to say about bullying and body image?
For me, whenever I was younger, I had an eating disorder, and I was more anorexic than I was bulimic, because I would go and starve myself and then all of a sudden binge eat, but I wouldn't throw up. I wouldn't do that. And I remember when reality really hit me about how thin I was, and I didn't realize it, was until there was this young lady I worked with at McDonald's, and she had, I was at her house, and I had my uniform, and she's like, here, just wear my jeans. And I was looking at her, and I'm like, I'm not as skinny as you. And when I put them on, I couldn't believe that I fit them. Like, I was really surprised that that's how thin I really was. And that was when I realized how much weight I, you know, how thin I was. And that was around the same time that prom was happening, and we were doing a blood drive at school. To come to find out, I only weighed 104 pounds, and, like, I looked sick. I didn't, like, at the time, I didn't realize it until when I go back and I look at the pictures and you see them. It's like, I really didn't look well, and I, you know, a lot of people back when I was younger, because I'm 42, people would make comments, but back then Photoshop wasn't available. You know, it was just really who you were. You know, you couldn't modify photos and things like that. So a lot of people picked on people. The people that really got picked on when I was younger was the extremely obese people, like people that would be are like my size now. I'm like 195, the size that I am now. They weren't picked on like the extremely obese people, but I can tell you now, I get comments all the time about my weight, and it really bugs me, because it's, you know, sometimes you feel, you just wonder, you know, it's like, I feel good about myself, so why do you have to bug me about how I look? And then it gets you depressed, because I mean, I hear it all the time, because the way my body is built, I look like I'm pregnant, because mostly all my weight's in my stomach. And I'm asked all the time when I'm due. And I came up with a good line, and like, I don't know, whenever God delivers me, I guess I'll be birthing whatever it is that I have. But Miranda, back then, I have to say, for those sizes, you weren't picked on like you are now about weight, because I'm getting it. And like I said, I'm 42 now. I'm still getting comments about my weight. So back then it wasn't, because you couldn't fake a photo, you know what I mean? Where now, I'll tell you, because I was thinking about what you were saying, Miranda, did you ever see the YouTube video of this man that turned a pepperoni piece of pizza into a woman that was a model?
Yeah.
Like Photoshop. That was really cool. That's what I was going to say. I was going to mention that in later on when we were talking. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying, Miranda. It's just the size. I was more bullied about my intelligence than my weight. So, yeah, that's about all I could say. But, yeah, I've had people make comments now about my weight.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible thing for people to make fun of, because it's, I don't know, it's, you know, the first thing people see, and especially when people are feeling confident in themselves, and for people to ruin that for them, it, you know, it takes a lot, I think, nowadays, for people to feel comfortable in their own skin. And I think it's horrible when someone have to comment on it.
Right.
I also...
Go ahead, Miranda.
No, you can go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, the only thing I was going to say was I was just thinking about, you know, a lot of people, like, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't spend much time on doing my hair, my makeup, things like that, because that's not a priority to me. That's not important to me. That's not where I find my value. I find it in my heart, what I give God, and I believe that my heart and things like that is supersedes what I physically look like. That's just my belief. And I was just thinking about all these people too that spend so much time doing their hair, doing their makeup, trying to find the perfect outfit that matches and stuff. And I just wanted to say on a personal note, I am so thankful that that is not, I don't put my effort into that. Like, that's not my focus. And I just feel bad sometimes. Like, I wonder if sometimes people that are like that way, if maybe they've been bullied a lot, Miranda, and they just feel like they have to have this perfect image. If they're not perfect, like, do you know what I mean, Miranda? I'm wondering if there's some people that battle with bullying from that. Like, that's why they do so much. I'm not talking about the people that just do their hair and makeup. I'm talking about the people that are excessive. I'm talking about, like, hours on their appearance. And I just wonder if, you know, were they picked on and they're trying to, or someone that they're trying to appease?
I have a friend that in elementary school, just being 9 years old, people would tell her that she looked like a horse. And, you know, now she spends 2 hours getting ready just to go to the mall or go to school, just putting makeup on and doing her hair. And it's just, it's horrible that at 9 years old someone would say that to her, you know?
Yes. So there probably are people out there, Miranda, that's why they have so much time invested in that. I feel bad, you know. That's why I say I wake up and who I am is who I am, and if I have to get dressed up, I do it. But for the most part, it's just, I don't know. That's just not where I put my focus on myself. It's more on my inner self and, you know, I feel so bad. How old is she now?
She's 20.
Aw. Well, we believe in you. We believe in you.
And I think, you know, what you're doing is amazing, because everyone should think like that. You know, we should just, that's who we are. That's how God made us. And we do wake up as ourselves, and we shouldn't have to put on a cover to go out and see other people. And I think it's horrible that our society is judging us based on our appearance and not what we do or, you know, how we are.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And I'm just thinking about, like, a vast majority of things. Like, another thing would be too is, you know, you kind of think about it as, I know it's a little bit off topic, but it's not in a sense. The people that are trying to, you know, maybe go to Match.com, eHarmony, anything that's based by a photo, you know, it's like so many people are so focus on a photo, but what if that's the best photo they have and it's a bad photo of them? I mean, you can tell, you understand what I'm saying, like,
yeah.
I just think that we should really get to know people better than just what they look like on the outside. I mean, we're not millionaires. We can't go out and have all this plastic surgery and look perfect. And plastic surgery, everyone does screw up. So, like, that sometimes, you know, you go in thinking you're going to be fabulous and wonderful when you come out. Well, first you got to go through and deal with the pain and the healing, and that takes months to go through. And the other thing is that, you know, doctors do screw up. So, you know, there's things I would love to have done to myself. You know, if I could have a tummy tuck, I would. But, you know, I think about it. It's like, okay, I could be the one that they do the tummy tuck on and it screws up and then I have more problems, you know? And the other thing is, too, thinking about Miranda with the body image and people bullying you is, you know, a lot of people are judged, too, like the people that have tattoos and stuff like that. Like, you don't know their story. And, you know, again, they could want them. Some of them could not want them, and they can't afford to have laser done. And, you know, it's like you shouldn't judge a person just because of that either. I mean, I'm sure there's people with tattoos that get bullied, too, Miranda, just as well. Like, that's another body image area, I'm sure, that people comment on.
Yeah, and there's something, I don't know if it's real popular now, but I know a few months ago everyone was getting a pixie cut. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And there were a lot of articles going around about it that people wrote who have gotten pixie cuts, talking about how they were judged after they got it, that they were, like, boyish, and that they, you know, were, you know, just called homosexuals and terrible things just because of hair.
That's not right.
So, I also wanted to talk a little bit about body image in society, because that has a huge impact on how we perceive ourselves and other people. And, you know, the standards of how society perceives the perfect feminine and masculine bodies are represented in every form of the media. I also found on bullying.com, according to Westminster College, the models and actors seen in the media are well below normal weight measurements. And in reality, only 5% of women have the ideal body shape deemed by society. So these standards that society has set for us, and a lot of us have set for ourselves, are unrealistic and unreachable. You know, no matter what we do, we can't obtain this ideal body that we want so much.
You're right.
I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm really surprised. Well, I was thinking when you were saying about the actors and actresses, they say that you look 10 pounds heavier with the camera and that, so I'm wondering if some of the reason that they have to be lighter is so that because they're going to look heavier on camera, I'm wondering. But, you know, you see some of the photos of people. That's another thing I just don't get, why people are so consumed by famous people, what they look like when they don't have makeup on and whatever. I mean, like, they're human beings too, you know, that's just their career. And I always joke around and say that there should be a magazine made for famous people, just regular people like us, and the dumb pictures like they make of them, make them of people like us for them so they could see it, you know. It's like, I feel bad for them in that way, but as my husband states, that's the career they chose, so that's what they have to accept is going to happen to them. But, you know, that's got to be really hard being in that position and knowing you have to have, you know, I'm sure that in their contracts and stuff, it states, like, how they have to be built, or, you know what I mean, or they have to have, like, a certain hairstyle or color. That's got to be frustrating sometimes, though, or let's see, what else? I know that, like, whenever I think it was Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders or whatever, like, when I watched the making the squad, they say specifically, like, in their contract, you have to keep the hair color they give you, the hairstyle that they give you. They say that in the uniforms that they wear, that if you even gain, like, a pound, you can tell because those uniforms are so fit to your body, like they have them made for you. And if you even gain even the little bit of weight, you can tell because of how they're made for you. And that's got to be a lot of stress, especially whenever, you know, you're wanting to be on the team and do a good job. And then on top of that, know that you have to be really careful because, you know, you could gain a couple pounds or and not even notice that you did until you put your clothes. You know what I mean? Like if you took the weekend off and you were wearing your pajamas all weekend or something, then it's like, oh, crap, you know, once you go to put your clothes on, your regular clothes. And I was going to tell you, Miranda, that I found some comments that said to boost your overall body image. Would you like me to read them?
Yeah.
Okay, it says on nobullying.com, boosting body image. The overall perception of your own body image can be improved with a few simple changes in how we think and see the world. We can easily turn a negative body image into a positive one. Here are some tips to boosting your own body image. Recognize when things in the media make you feel bad about yourself and speak up. Do not allow mass media outlets to define what the perfect body should be, like you said, very good. And do not worry about numbers. Focus more on your eating and activity habits instead of being concerned with weight and calories. Understand that you cannot change your body type. Some bodies are rounded while others are bulky. Accept your body and know it is the best it can be for your body type. Never compare yourself to others. You are you and you are not them. You never know what could cause somebody else's body to look the way it is, and it should never compare to yourself or to someone else. Stay away from mirrors during the day. The less you conduct body checks, the less likely you become obsessed with your body image. And a comment I always want to say about that, when I go, like, into the bathroom, I wash my hands, and I rarely ever look in the mirror. But then I sit, and I turn, and I look at all these people looking themselves in the mirror, and I say to myself, I wonder if they see how beautiful, if they see themselves as beautiful as I see them, because it seems like they're, you know, they're trying to fix their hair or put makeup on or whatever. And, like, here I am. I have no makeup on. My hair is pulled back. And, like, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, kind of like what we were saying, like, I don't focus. That's not my focus. I mean, I'll do it, but that's just not my priority in my life. So I always think that a lot of times when I see people in the bathroom with that. Stay active and enjoy your body. Regularly exercise by walking, swimming, dancing, biking, or doing other physical activities you enjoy. Spend time, with others who accept their body for what it is. This will show you that there is more to life than worrying about how you look. Stop making negative statements about yourself. Also, avoid making a list of things you would change if you could. Dress for your body type. By dressing appropriately, you will help yourself feel better about your looks and boost your overall self. And understand that size prejudice is just another form of discrimination. Not everyone can control their weight, and too many make generalizations about those who are overweight. It may also be necessary to talk to someone about your personal body images. Groups, organizations, psychologists are available to those who are suffering from low self-esteem and poor body images. Self-help books are also available and will help guide you to a healthier view of yourself.
I would like to comment on one of those. The one says, do not worry about numbers. I think that's a great one because so many people are obsessed with their weight and their measurements and the dress size that they wear. And I'll tell you from experience, I would always try to get into my friend's clothes in high school, and I was 115 pounds and still could not fit into a size 4. And now I don't do that, but numbers don't matter. You know, you have to just wear what fits you. Don't even worry about the size, and you'll feel more confident that way.
That's powerful, Miranda. From transitioning from high school to becoming an adult and going to college, do you notice a lot of the same things, or does it seem like it's a little bit, like, is college a little bit different changed in high school in that way, or does it seem like it's still the same? Because I'm an adult in college, like I'm an older student, so like I don't see things the same as maybe you would from transitioning from high school to college.
What I notice the most is, you know, high school, being from a small school, I graduated with only about 60 people in my class. It's always the same people saying the same comments to the same person. In college, you're with hundreds of people, and it's, you know, I think it's almost more destructive because it's different people making the comments to the same person, and, you know, that's, I think that really lowers their self-esteem, knowing that it's not just that one person saying that to me, it's all these hundreds of people.
Right.
That's
right.
The major difference I've noticed.
Wow, seeing like with the older students, it's not, I'm talking about the ones that are in their 40s and 50s, it's not so much about the weight as did you see what she did or whatever. In my realm, I get more of the gossiping part than I do the weight or what they look like issues, which is frustrating in itself. But, that has to be hard. I mean, that really has to be hard to go. I guess, Miranda, I guess we have to just look at that we're going to be around it no matter where we go, and we have to empower ourselves to know that we're worthy and we're valuable and that we need to overcome the opinion of others.
Yes, definitely.
Miranda, we only have 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you would like to share?
I do have a few quotes that I would like to share.
Yes,
Marilyn Monroe once said, "To all the girls that think you're ugly because you're not a size zero, you're the beautiful one. It's society who's ugly." I also have a quote from Jennifer Aniston. She said, "You're damned if you're too thin, and you're damned if you're too heavy. According to the press, I've been both. It's impossible to satisfy everyone, and I suggest we stop trying."
That's
and then
powerful.
The last quote I have is from Amy Bloom. She says, "You are imperfect, permanently, inevitably flawed, and you are beautiful."
Beautiful. And the quote that I will end with is from Salma Hayek. "People often say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I say that the most liberating thing about beauty is realizing that you are the beholder." Miranda, thank you for your time today. I love these discussions with you about bullying, and I'd love to discuss it again next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Miranda. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Miranda Helmick, and if you have a topic you'd like Miranda to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Twitter at MotivationForYou. You can email Miranda M. Helmick at MsIntegrityBG.com, or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.MsIntegrityBeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has a mission. And until next time, be a world changer.